Star Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fifth inning here, and as expected, it is over for Noah Marschke. He went the four dominant innings. Four shutout frames for him, 10 strikeouts. No runs, two hits, four walks. Also had one wild pitch, faced a total of 17 batters on 83 pitches, and hands it off to Tyler Pacetti. Pacetti coming in for the Rafters, making his first appearance of the year. He is one of the guys that was activated earlier today as part of the second half contracts. A guy from San Carlos, California, right-handed pitcher from Skyline College. And back this past season at Skyline, he threw 69 innings, so needed a little bit of rest time in between then and getting into summer ball. So he's had a little bit of downtime. Now getting back into the swing of things, he is hoping to keep things rolling along from his previous experience. And wow, what a season that he had at Skyline this past year. He'll be taking on the 9-1 and 2 batters in the fifth inning for the Dock Spiders. First pitch on the way to Jalen Gellings, misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Gellings, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. 1-0 count on the way, misses outside to bring it 2-0. And Gellings, 0-1 in the game. He struck out swinging back in the third. 2-0 count in there for strike number one. 2-1. On deck, Tommy Guggins. In the hole, James Hankerson Jr. Leadoff man at the plate. This pitch is on the outside edge, called for strike number two. 2-2 the count, and Pacetti comes to Wisconsin Rapids. He is a sophomore from Skyline, appeared in 31 games in his 2 years with the Trojans. That pitch fouled back, keeps the count 2-2. And well, he also spent last summer playing summer ball in the Western Canadian League. He's been around. 2-2 count coming home. This one misses high for ball number three, now full. And Pacetti, mentioned this past season, he threw 69 innings. Well, he led the team with his three saves that he had. Kind of mixed in different appearances, but that pitch misses high for ball number four. And it's a leadoff walk for Jalen Gellings. The fifth walk of the game for the Dock Spiders. And that puts the tying runner on first base, the go-ahead runner at the plate with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rafters up 1-0. Tommy Guggins, leadoff man in the batting order. He's the right-handed inning shortstop. A righty-righty matchup. Pitch comes home. It's a bunt down the third baseline and bounces foul with heavy topspin. And now an 0-1 count, and would have been a tough play. Skinner was kind of running up on it, but decided, hey, let's just let that bounce foul, and probably the right decision there. Looking at Pichetti a little bit more, he had a 4.04 ERA with a 1.35 whip this past season. He had some big-time improvements in basically all of the statistical categories. 0-1 the count coming home, showing bunt. He pulls back, and it misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Guggins will be followed by James Hankerson Jr., who's 0-2 in the game. 1-1 count. Runner showed that he was taking off, but the bunt put down the third baseline. Throw over to first. It's in time. Now throwing back to second. The runner was off the bag, diving, trying to apply the tag, and they did not get it in time. Rafter's shortstop, Hayden Carlson, had to slide over to pick up the ball and then tried to dive back to tag Jalen Gellings, who was off the bag but couldn't dive and apply the tag in time. So instead, it's a 1-3 ground out. Goes in as a sacrifice hit for Tommy Guggins. And a runner on second base with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Left-handed hitting, James Hankerson Jr. up at the plate. Swings and sends the first pitch up the middle over towards second. That gets into center field. Running up on it. Here's the throw in. It will be right towards second base. The run will come around and score. RBI single from James Hankerson Jr. has knotted this one up at 1-2-1. Well, not too much to do about that one, and you probably weren't going to keep the Dock Spiders scoreless all game long, but the Rafters offense still not being able to provide the extra runs that they were hoping for, and so we're tied at one. Tyler Pichetti not able to work out of that first bit of traffic that he faced, but going to try and keep that runner on first there. First pitch to T.P. Wentworth is low for ball number one. Wentworth, left-handed hitting right fielder for the Dock Spiders. Lefty-righty matchup, that misses outside. Now 2-0 the count. And on DeLac, finishing up the first half of the season. They weren't quite in the running there near the end of it. A high chopper down first base. It bounces over Junior Barajas, who was pushed up on the first base bag. It's into right field. Throw coming in from Kobayashi, and it's an easy stand-up double from Wentworth. Not the most common way to get a double, but hey, it works out for him. And now runners on second and third with one out in the bottom of the fifth, tied at 1-1. Go-ahead runner on third, and with that, it'll be a mound visit from pitching coach Mike Spears. I want to talk with his man on the mound, and you talk about guys that have been looking better and better throughout their seasons. You go back to year number one at Skyline College and really struggled with the ERA up over 9 at 9.16. And then you look at what he did this past year, and it seems like a completely different pitcher. And you can see some of those improvements that he's made and trying to continue improving here as he's taking on the challenge with the Rafters here in the Northwoods League. He's trying to show off this stuff, and well, he improved in strikeouts, ERA, whip this past season. And started 8 of those games that he appeared in last season for Skyline. And 5'10", 200 pounds. First pitch on the way here to the new batter, Sanderson, is taken for ball number one. He checked his swing back, and Sanderson was the one of just two batters to record a hit against Noah Marschke. Sanderson is 1-for-1 in the game. 1-0 count. This one's popped up. middle of the infield. It'll be Akko running over to it. He will make the catch from the second base spot for out number two. That's a big one right there. Keeps the runners on second and third. And it brings up Jonathan Fitz to the plate with those runners on second and third. Two away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Still tied 1-1. And Fitz, the right-handed hitting catcher, up for the third time today. His last time up, it was a double off of Marschke in the fourth inning. So he is 1-for-2. And prior to that, he did strike out swinging. First pitch from Pichetti misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Fitz looking at what he's been able to do this season for the Dock Spiders, batting .255 in 16 games played. 1-0 count. This one misses high for ball number two, now 2-0. And, of course, catcher a position that you don't often see an everyday guy for. Fitz as close to an everyday guy as you're going to get. Got to have those off days in order to rest. I mean, catchers, they kind of get battered back there. 2-0 count. This one sent high in the air towards center field. It's kind of lost in the center field. It'll be Kobayashi who runs over from right field and makes the catch for out number three. And, well, that's a good backup from Kobayashi. He was able to make the play, and the Rafters do just allow the one run to score, but it was the tying run. It was one run on two hits. There were no errors, and there was two left on base. We head to the sixth inning, tied at one. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Noah Weck is still out here for the Dock Spiders, and they're going to be happy to see that, as Weck has gone five innings, allowing just one run. He's got eight strikeouts in the game, so he's nearing that 10-strikeout marker that Noah Marschke had. First pitch on the way here in the top of the sixth inning. It's tied 1-1, and Royce Clayton Jr. takes it low for ball number one. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, number one batter in the batting order for the Rafters. Breaking ball misses high to bring it 2-0, and Clayton will be followed by Hayden Carlson and Junior Barajas. 2-0 the count. Pitch on the way home. Swing and a miss for strike number one. He was early on that swing. A little bit surprising because that pitch came across at 88 miles an hour. Trying to bite a little bit too early on it. 2-1 count. Breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. I mean, that's a nasty curveball right there. Noah Weck, he's continued to show that time and time again. This pitch misses a little low for ball number three. Now a 3-2 count. Clayton up for the third time this game. He drew a walk in the first inning, but strikes out here, swinging and missing, as that is the first out of the sixth inning. 9 strikeouts in the game for Noah Weck. Brings up Hayden Carlson to the plate. Now, I don't have the numbers for the Dock Spiders on me, but I'd have to imagine it's been a while since they've had a 10-strikeout game as well. Not an easy task to do. And Noah Weck, 1 strikeout away from doing so. Breaking ball drops in there for strike number 1 to Hayden Carlson. To have 2 double-digit strikeout games in one night would be incredible to watch. 0-1 count is fouled back. And I'm not saying I want the Rafters to strike out here, but all I'm saying is it would certainly be something that you probably haven't seen in Rafters history. I'd have to take that guess. Not too many pitchers have had 10 strikeouts for the Rafters alone, let alone the other pitcher doing it in the same game, and he does it right there. Strike number 3, caught him looking. 10 strikeouts for Noah Weck. My goodness, what a pitching masterpiece we're seeing here. From both pitchers, not just from Noah Marschke. Maybe Noah was the name to go with today. Noah was a great name, and, well, if only we had Noah Ruiz still here, maybe he'd have something to say about it. First pitch on the way to the left-handed hitting Junior Barajas is in there for strike number 1, an 0-1 count, and none of the Noahs in the batting order. 0-1 count, that one misses high for ball number 1. Now, the Rafters did activate a Noah today. Noah Hata, he was officially activated, but not here for today. He's expected to arrive shortly. 1-1 count, grounder over towards first. Bouncing fair, it will be picked up and stepped on the bag. 3 unassisted, as that does it for the sixth inning. 6 innings of 1-run ball for Noah Weck. He has struck out 10 batters in that sixth inning. 3 up, 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 1-1 here in Fond du Lac on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and it is a tight one. 1-1. Tyler Pacetti back out to work for the Rafters. He relieved Noah Marschke in the fifth inning. Wasn't the first inning of work that he would have anticipated. He did allow the 1 run, but that was it. He was able to work through the other traffic on the base paths and keep it a 1-1 ball game. So now in the bottom of the sixth, he'll look for his first shutout inning as a Rafter. Pacetti, right-hander on the mound, takes on the left-handed hitting Rex Watson, who swings and misses at the first pitch. Now an 0-1 count. It'll be the 6, 7, and 8 batters due up for Fond du Lac. That's Rex Watson, Landon Mensick, and Jaron Cotton. Rafters scored their only run in the game back in the first inning. 0-1 count. This one's a fly ball out towards left field. Hit pretty well, but going to be under it. And making the catch in left is the Rafters' Landon Gaz for out number one. Gaz making his first appearance of the season for the Rafters. Not as a Rafter, however. Back for his second year in the Northwoods League and showing off a little bit out there, but well, I tell you what, he's looking to do a little bit more. First pitch on the way to Landon Mensick. Misses high for ball number one. So a couple of Noahs on the mound, a couple of Landons in the batting order for both of these two teams. 1-0 count. That one misses high and inside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Mensick, though, he's not in the outfield. Instead, he's DHing today, right-handed hitting player from Xavier University. This one misses inside, and they say it hits off of Mensick, a hit by pitch. So first runner of the sixth inning for the Dock Spiders, and Landon Mensick has seen the first base three times. All three times have been on free passes. The first one was a walk, so was the second one, and now he gets hit by a pitch. So runner on first base with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters and Dock Spiders tied at one as Jaron Cotton fouls this one towards his own dugout. Brings the count 0-1. And yesterday, the Rafters sweeping the doubleheader with the Madison Mallards. It was a big boost of momentum. After having really struggled in the first half, it was quite the spectacle to watch. Runner taking off, and this one is going to hit him off the head. Oh, no. That one bounced off the helmet and maybe got a little bit under it, too, and that is not good to see. And down on the ground, Jaron Cotton is healed up right now, and oh, man, that is not what you want to see in this situation. Jaron Cotton just got hit under the helmet. Back of the head right there, and that is, you've just got to hope that he's all right now. He's sitting back up, and they're going to check for concussion protocol to make sure that he is all right. Jaron Cotton standing back up on his own and still talking with the trainers right now, and maybe just the sheer closeness to such a big injury right there maybe shocked him a little bit. Glad to see that he's back up on his feet right now and still having the analysis done by the trainer to see if he is fit to play. And well, you hope that he is. The Rafters had Ashton Zacher earlier in the season have a similar deal where he had to be out for a couple of games after being hit in the helmet. And well, thankfully for Zacher, it was hit all on the helmet and it was just the kind of pressure of it going through it that knocked him out. But this one right here maybe got a little bit too far under the helmet, and so yeah, they're gonna take Cotton out of the game. And that one just a missed pitch by Pichetti, and so Jaron Cotton comes out of the game, as that will mean a pinch runner comes in for the Dock Spiders. So we'll wait and see who it is, but Cotton was playing second base, so the new player into the game for the Dock Spiders is number six, and that's Taylor Freeman. Freeman from Lawrence University. He is a senior there. And so Taylor Freeman coming into the game, and that's where we are at the moment. I've got to assume that he will come into the infield at some place in the top of the seventh inning, but right now it is Freeman on first base, Landon Mensick on second, and at the plate now, Jalen Gellings with one away in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch misses high and inside for ball number one, and Gellings, right-handed hitter, it's a righty-righty matchup. He is 0-for-1 in the game so far, but his last time up in the fifth inning, drew a walk. Runner getting a big leadoff. Throw on down to second base, though, now. And the tag applied. They got him on the caught stealing just in time there. Nice tag by Madden Akko. Gets Taylor Freeman. However, Landon Mensick is able to move over to third base with the stolen bag. It's now a 2-0 count to Jalen Gellings. There are two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rafters have done a good job with that. When the double steal comes, they throw to the delayed steal as this one misses high and inside, and that one hits Jalen Gellings. So another hit by pitch. That is three straight batters hit by a pitch from Tyler Pacetti, and I'm going to have to imagine he's coming out of the game after that. Ziggy coming out here, and yeah, he's going to have to take that ball out of Pacetti's hands. Not the performance he was hoping for, missing high and tight on all of those, and not a good look. So the Rafters will make a move to the bullpen as Brent Gallegos will check into the game as a new pitcher for the Rafters. And so with that, we will go ahead and hit a quick break. And when we come back, it's Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And Brent Gallegos coming into the game for Tyler Pacetti. As Pacetti, the right-handed pitcher for the Rafters, making his first appearance. He went an inning and two-thirds. At this moment, he's allowed one run. It was earned on two hits, one walk, but he's hit the last three batters that he faced. And so there are runners on first and third with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Gallegos, right-hander, coming into the game for Wisconsin Rapids. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch misses and gets all the way to the backstop. Run will come home and score. And the Dock Spiders have taken the lead here in the sixth. Wild pitch from Brent Gallegos. Not the way to start the night. And Jalen Gellings goes over to second base as well on the wild pitch as Landon Mensick comes home to score. 2-1, Fond du Lac. And Gallegos going to try and work out of the sixth. He's now got a runner on second with two away in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch, 1-0 comes on home, and that one misses upstairs. Ball number two. 2-0 the count. Guggins, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup. And looking at this season for Gallegos, he's been riding a bit of a hot streak as of late. Pitch comes on home. That one is in there on the inside edge for strike number one. 2-1 the count. Gallegos started off the season really struggling, but he's been able to really work well over his last few appearances. Brought the ERA down to 6.75, still a little bit higher than he would have hoped for. 2-1 count, runner taking off, and this one is popped up middle of the infield, now trailing towards the left side. It'll be caught by the shortstop, Hayden Carlson, for out number three. But the go-ahead run comes across. One run, no hits. There were no errors, and there were one left on base. We head to the top of the seventh. Rafters down 2-1 here in Fond du Lac on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Noah Weck already has the quality start for the Dock Spiders, but he's coming back out for the seventh inning. He's at 87 pitches, and he'll be trying to bring this up to the eighth inning without using another pitcher. This would be one heck of an appearance, and the Rafters have never faced a pitcher this season that has gone a full seven innings. This would be the first one as Weck is trying to stay under that 100-pitch marker. He's taking on the Rafters' 4, 5, and 6 batters. As they are down 2-1, the first pitch is fouled away. Now an 0-1 count. Well, if you're going to go over that 90-pitch marker and go into the seventh inning, you got to be looking like the way that Weck has. He's allowed just one base runner since the first inning. 0-1 count. This one is fouled down the right field line and out of play. Now an 0-2 count. That one base runner was a Hiroto Kobayashi single in the fifth inning. He had retired 14 consecutive batters. He's now retired the last 4 in a row. So he's gotten 18 of the last 19 batters out. 0-2 count, sent over towards shortstop, running up on it. 6-3 put out. They got him for out number one. Make that 5 in a row that have been retired by Weck, and he is still now just at 90 pitches. And the limit in the Northwoods League is that you cannot enter a new inning if you have crossed 100 pitches. And so if he crosses that 100-pitch marker, he will no longer be pitching the next inning. That first pitch misses high for ball number one. Landon Gaz up at the plate. Right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. 1-0 count. Rafters down 1 run in the top of the seventh. Fastball is in there for a strike, brings it back even 1-1. And Noah Weck, he just got an 89-mile-an-hour fastball right there. I tell you what, this late into the game, he's still pitching near 90-mile-an-hour. 1-1 count. That one, another breaking ball that hits the lower part of the zone. 1-2 the count. Weck has 10 strikeouts in his 6 innings. He's one strike away from his 11th. Swing and a miss, and he gets it right there. 11 strikeouts for Noah Weck. And having allowed just the one unearned run from the first inning, it was the RBI double from Junior Barajas. After Clayton had walked and then moved over to third on the Hayden Carlson ground out. That's the only run of the game. Clayton, he drew the leadoff walk, then Barajas doubled with one out. This pitch misses low and outside for ball number one. And early in the game, it seemed like, hey, maybe the Rafters would be able to get a hold of this guy. Well, didn't seem too bad, but well, how wrong they were. 1-0 count, misses away, now 2-0. Two up, two down in the seventh inning. Means six consecutive batters retired. He has retired 20 of the last 21 batters at the plate. 2-0 count coming home from Wex. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Adrian is 0-2 in the game. He has struck out swinging each of his two plate appearances. Right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup. Here's the 2-1 count home. It's popped foul and reaches out of play. Back to the concourse and bounces around on the stairwell. Now a 2-2 count. I don't know the last time that a Dock Spiders pitcher has recorded 12 strikeouts in a game. But Weck, just one pitch away from doing so. That I don't know if it's been done in Dock Spiders history. 2-2 count coming home. It misses high for ball number three. I'd have to imagine at some point in time it has. But who knows? Rafters, on the other hand, they've had some impressive runs. 3-2 count on the way home. Gets it fouled back. So Adrian staying alive at the plate. And back in that fifth inning, he led off the frame with a full count before striking out and off five pitches before striking out in the second inning. He's been working the count well. He's got a 3-2 count here. Pitch on the way. Once again, it's fouled back and drops right into the stands. And that pitch was 101 pitches in the game for Weck. He has officially crossed that 100-pitch threshold, which means he won't be coming back out for the eighth inning. Rafters breathing a sigh of relief. 3-2, it's in there, called strike number three, and Noah Weck finishes off one of the best pitching performances we have seen the entire season. He goes seven innings, allowing just one unearned run on two hits and one walk with 12 strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the seventh, and the Rafters going to try and keep it a one-run deficit here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh coming your way here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us as the seventh inning stretch has just finished up. Game 37 of the season. It's the first game of the second half, and the Rafters and Dock Spiders are locked in a tight one. It's 2-1, the Fond du Lac lead here, as they will try and extend that even further. They will be going with their 2, 3, and 4 batters Due up in the seventh, it's James Hankerson Jr., T.P. Wentworth, and Jaron Sanderson. Frank Gallegos on the mound. Once again, the right-handed pitcher sends the first one as it's fouled down the left field line and out of play. 0-1 the count, and Hankerson, the left-handed hitting first baseman, up for the fourth time this game. It's a lefty-righty matchup to the leadoff batter of the seventh. 0-1 count, misses in the dirt for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Hankerson up for the fourth time. He is 1-for-3, singled his last time up back in the fifth inning. It was an RBI. 1-1 count, outside for ball number two. Now 2-1. That RBI single knotted the game up 1-1 after the Rafters had led by one for about five innings. 2-1 count on the way home. It is in there, called for strike number two. Gallegos came in for Tyler Pacetti back in the sixth inning with two outs and the bases loaded. Had a wild pitch the first one that he threw, but then induced a pop-up to retire Tommy Guggins. 2-2 count on the way. A check swing. Doesn't matter. It's called for strike number three. And there goes Hankerson with his third strikeout of the game. First strikeout for Brent Gallegos after Noah Marschke had been dominant on the K's. Marschke had 10 strikeouts in four innings. It's the first time the Rafters have had double-digit strikeouts since 2021, 4 years ago, when Matt Osterberg did it. Lefty-righty matchup at the plate now. Gallegos misses the pitch away for ball number one. T.P. Wentworth up at the dish. For the fourth time today, he is 1-for-3. Lefty-righty matchup. 1-0 count with one away and the bases empty here in the bottom of the seventh. Fastball in there, called for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and Wentworth, his last time up was in the fifth inning. He doubled, but was stranded over at second base. 1-1 the count, and Gallegos takes a deep breath. Now brings the pitch home. Breaking ball, it's outside again, 2-1. Prior to the double, Wentworth had a strikeout swinging in both the fourth and the first innings. Those were his other two plate appearances. Now a 2-1 count on the way home. It is sent high in the air out towards center field. Well hit on the run backwards. It will be a jogging play at the warning track, and finally bringing it in, it is caught by Royce Clayton Jr. for out number two. Brings up Jaron Sanderson to the plate with two away and the bases empty here in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1, the Dock Spiders lead, and Wisconsin Rapids looking to get a win here, but they're going to need to turn things around and see if they can get that offense rolling again. I mean, they had been shut down by Noah Weck over his seven innings. Just domination, to say the least, as the first pitch here to Jaron Sanderson is taken for strike number one. An 0-1 count. Sanderson up for the fourth time today. Right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way home from Gallegos. This one is a fly ball straight back, out of play. 0-2 the count. And we'll close up Weck's book in the eighth inning once we get there. But Frank Gallegos right now looking locked in. And, well, that's what he has really over the past few games. And he's allowed just one earned run since June 10th. As this pitch is in there, called strike number three. Two strikeouts in the inning for Brent Gallegos as he goes three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the eighth, and the Rafters looking for some runs here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Well, we finally get to close out the book of Noah Weck after he went seven innings strong and probably the best performance we've seen from an opposing pitcher this season, as he went seven innings, allowed just one unearned run on two hits, had one walk and 12 strikeouts. No hit batters, no balks, and no wild pitches. He faced a total of 24 batters and did so on 102 pitches. First pitch on the way here in the eighth inning to Drew Thompson. It's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Thompson, the right-handed hitting DH for the Raptors. It's a righty-righty matchup against Luke Parise. And this one, a swing and a miss, makes it now 0-2. And Thompson, 0-2 in the game. He struck out both times. Raptors down 2-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Leadoff man at the plate. Thompson swings and misses again. Strike number three. And the strikeouts continue to pile up here for the Dock Spiders. And looking back at the numbers this season for all-time highs, well, at least season highs, I should say, the most times that the Raptors have struck out in a game as an offense has been 15 times. They've now struck out 13 in this game. This one, a grounder up the middle, though, by Kobayashi. Picked up a short throw on over to first. They got him in time. 6-3 on the putout, and it brings up Luke Skinner to the plate with two outs and the bases empty in the top of the eighth inning. And the Raptors trying to start off with a win. And back in that first half of the season, you're trying to kind of segment that away from this half season. But the Raptors really struggled in close games. On the year, the Raptors finally were able to win a couple of close ones yesterday, but it had been a struggle as the first pitch to Luke Skinner misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Now, in one-run games this year, the Raptors still struggling. They are 2-7. First, the 1-0 count to Skinner is in there, called for a strike. Now it's 1-1. Skinner, he is 0-2 in the game, but he's been seeing the ball relatively well. Worked the count in the fifth inning before flying out. This one misses for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Back in the third inning, Skinner saw five pitches before he again flew out. So a 2-1 count. Pitch on the way home. It's fouled off by Skinner. Now even at 2-2... And the lefty at the plate, trying to make something happen. Looking at the numbers for Parise, and he's a guy that has had an up-and-down year, but a 4.91 ERA in 11 innings, 2-2 count. This one's hit out towards left field by Skinner, straight at the left fielder, and it is brought in by Sanderson for out number three. So the Rafters go three up, three down. They've had the last 10 batters retired, and no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. As we head to the bottom of the eighth, it's 2-1 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And the new pitcher into the game for the Rafters, Tony Torres, takes over after it was four up, four down for Brent Gallegos in his outing, although he did have the one wild pitch that resulted in a run coming across. So, not all, you know, roses for Brent Gallegos, but still a good outing. One and a third innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, two strikeouts, no hit batters, one wild pitch, four batters faced, and 16 pitches thrown. Torres, the right-hander, coming into the game. He's taking on a righty at the plate. It's the five-hole batter, Jonathan Fitz. First pitch misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count. It'll be Fitz, Watson, and Mensick due up in the bottom of the eighth. For the Dock Spiders, they lead 2-1. A pitch hit into center field by Fitz, tracking back on it. Clayton, he will make the catch at the warning track for out number one. So one up, one down in the eighth inning, and well, the Rafters have retired the last five consecutive Dock Spiders, all at the top of the order. The relievers doing a strong job after Tyler Pacetti really didn't have the debut that he was hoping for. Pacetti's line finished up, allowing those two runs. Both were earned over his inning and two-thirds. Marschke was shut out. Brent Gallegos a shutout. Now Tony Torres trying to finish it off with a shutout eighth inning. First pitch on the way to Rex Watson. Misses high for ball number one. Watson, left-handed hitter from the University of San Diego. He's the center fielder tonight for the Dock Spiders. 0-for-3 in the game. 1-0 count coming home. It's a swing and a miss to bring it 1-1. Back in the sixth inning, Watson flew out to left field. And before that, lined out to first base in the fourth and struck out looking in the second. A fourth inning hit. Man, he got an RBI ripped away from him. 1-1 count, misses on the plate, and now a 2-1 count, kind of hopped off of it. Check swing from Watson. He did not go. The appeal down to third base. Watson from Manteca, California, coming up here for some summer league ball. 2-1 count on the way home. Hit up the middle over towards short, and it's off the glove of Carlson and lands in the outfield grass. So a single for Rex Watson, and that the fifth hit of the game for the Dock Spiders. They had a couple of doubles in the fourth and fifth inning. They also had a single in the fifth and a single in the second. That's all the hits from the game so far up until now. Runner on first base with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch on the way home from Torres. It misses low for ball number one. Landon Mensick up at the plate. Well, he doesn't have a hit today, but he also hasn't been retired. He's reached base all three times. A hit by pitch, a walk, and then another walk that came on an automatic ball. 1-0 count here. And Torres brings the pitch home. It's a fly ball down the right field line. Well out of play. And it'll bounce off the sidewalk. So now a 1-1 count. And Mensick, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup. Torres getting set on the mound. Runner on first base. 1-2 after he gets the swing and the miss from Mensick. That was a great fastball from Torres. Guy from Southeastern Louisiana University, Division I college, and played some good baseball. But still trying to prove himself. He's been moved into the closer role for the Rafters. He's got four saves on the season. 1-2 count outside. Snap throw back to first. And nearly over the head of Junior Barajas, but he leaps and is able to keep that from going into the outfield. So a 2-2 count after the pitch missed for a ball. And Rex Watson also did slide back into the bag. Mensick from Xavier University. He's a native of Mokena, Illinois. Pitch coming from Torres. It's sent into left field, and that will get down for a hit. Out, down the line, it's into the corner. Picked up in left field. The throw from Gaz is going to be cut off. Here's the relay throw home, and that would have gotten him by a mile. Great play by Carlson, but he goes back towards third base. So Watson stays without scoring. It is a double nonetheless for Mensick, who stays hot. He's now reached all four times in the game. And it brings up Taylor Freeman to the plate with one out and runners on second and third here in the bottom of the eighth. He's going to try and work through the traffic, but has to deal with a new batter. Right-handed hitter Freeman up for the first time this game. He pinch ran for Jaron Cotton back in the sixth inning after Cotton got hit in the head by a pitch. A righty-righty matchup. First one misses low and is blocked by Adrian. 1-0 the count. And this is a big opportunity for the Dock Spiders. They only lead by one run here in the bottom of the eighth. It's 2-1. Runner on second is Landon Mensick. On third, Rex Watson. 1-0 count comes home from Torres. It's popped straight back and out of play. 1-1. Jalen Gellings is on deck with nobody on first base right now. Feel like you gotta get a pop-up or a strikeout of some sort. So a 1-1 count in the righty-righty matchup. Freeman from Missouri City, Texas. He comes from Lawrence University. Swing and miss for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Freeman in 5'11 and 165, and trying to make something happen here. No hits in his Dock Spiders career just yet, looking for the first one. Has some RBIs waiting for him. He doesn't have an RBI either. 1-2 count, misses high for ball number two. 2-2 the count, and Cotton, prior to Freeman coming in for him, he went 0-2 with a hit by pitch. That, of course, took him out of the game. Freeman hoping to pick up on the on-base percentage, maybe not so much as the two strikeouts. 2-2 count, but Torres will disengage there before a pitch clock violation. So now a 2-2 count. Torres realized that pitch clock was going down. And said, all right, I'm going to step off here to make sure that I don't have the violation. 2-2 the count. Pitch comes home from Torres. It is fouled back. And it remains 2-2. Yelling's on deck. He's reached base twice this game. And he scored one of the two runs of this game. He was the tying runner that came across the plate to knot it up. But the runners on second and third represent some insurance. 2-2 count. It's fouled away by Freeman. He's staying alive up at the plate. He'll be seeing pitch number 7 coming up next. And on the season for Tony Torres, I mean, it did not start off the way that he was hoping for. His ERA was a bit inflated from a couple of rough performances early on, but certainly has dropped it down to the 420s. This one is belted out towards left field. Gas trying to find it, and he does last second. He'll throw it on in, and it is cut off by Skinner. No throw home. It's a sacrifice fly. It's now 3-1, Von Dulac. RBI for Taylor Freeman, his first in a Dock Spiders jersey, and extends the lead by one. And now it's up to Jalen Gellings to see if he can send that runner on second home.